With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Israel and Iran battling for a third consecutive day. Correspondent Joe Fetterman reports from Jerusalem.
Israel is pressing ahead. It has issued some evacuation orders inside Iran. They are striking more targets. Of course, if the missile fire does continue, that could put some pressure on Israel to scale back or to halt this operation. But we haven't seen any signs of that happening yet. So we are looking at an open-ended operation. No sign when it might actually end.
Residents in Minnesota still reeling from the fatal shooting of a state lawmaker and her husband inside their home. A manhunt continues for the killer, who posed as a police officer. On NBC's Meet the Press, Senator Amy Klobuchar said authorities still think shooting suspect Vance Bolter is in the Midwest, but there is concern for any person he may encounter.
We believe he's somewhere in the vicinity and that they are going to find him. But right now, everyone on edge here because we know that this man will kill at a second. We also know that he is clearly off balance, from the manifesto on some of his writings.
Bolter suspected of shooting and wounding another Minnesota lawmaker and his wife also. Military tanks, soldiers, and aircraft featured in a huge military parade Saturday, celebrating the Army's 250th birthday. President Trump very pleased.
You make us strong, and tonight you have made all Americans very proud. They're watching from all over the world, actually. Made them all very proud.
And the death toll from heavy rains that inundated parts of San Antonio has risen now to 13. And all those missing have been found. Firefighters rescuing more than 70 people across the nation's seventh largest city. This is SRN News. A new look at global religion.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it reveals that Islam is the fastest growing faith on the planet. Between 2010 and 2020, Islam added about 350 million new followers, more than all other religions combined. Christianity is losing ground, but still boasts the most total followers globally, 2.3 billion compared to 2 billion even for Islam. However, in third place and growing fast is the religiously unaffiliated, now numbering 1.9 billion. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Montana's Supreme Court has struck down several pro-life laws, including the state's 20-week abortion ban. The state high court says in the ruling that the Montana Constitution includes a right to be left alone and to have access to abortion. The justices rule that this right is not affected by the 2022 U.S. Supreme Court ruling that overturned Roe v. Wade. This is SRN News. A team of scientists deliberately chases severe storms to improve forecasting about hail.
Victor Gensini is with a project called Ice Chip. They drive in fortified vehicles waiting for the chance to analyze hail.
If we can confine and constrain those forecasts, at the end of the day, the end users, the people receiving that information, are going to be better served.
Katie Wargowski is one of the students in search of good research.
You know that you're about to get pelted by this storm that people should be in their basements for.
The team has collected, measured, crushed, weighed, and sliced hailstones as big as 5.5 inches.
Correspondent Ed Donahue. Hail causes about $10 billion in damage each year in the U.S. Is Father's Day starting to get a little more attention as a holiday? The spending disparity with Mother's Day may be narrowing. A record-breaking $24 billion will be spent on Father's Day this year. More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.